Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Wake up. It's time to go. Zach Amico's got a show. Animals are here to play. Jokes and guests to start your day. Tell the Sandman no more sleep. Eat some eggs and cook some beef. Laughter's waiting. Don't be shy. Stretch your legs and touch the sky. Grab a coffee and join the crew. It's Zach Amico.
Good morning. Welcome to another fine edition of Zach Amico's Morning Zoo here on the Gas Digital Network. If you love the show, and I know you do, thank you so much, Karen. Shout out to Karen for bringing me a delicious THC beverage to get me through my very long day. If you love the show, go to gasdigital.com today. Use my promo code ZOO. You get your episodes early, ad-free, and uncensored. You get access to the archives, the live chat, and you get our Friday bonus episode. I am joined by a very wonderful guest, and our other guest will be joining us shortly. But from the Coastal Idiots podcast, we've got our great friend, Shane Torres. How you doing, bud?
Good to see you, man. How are you?
I'm fucking great. It's a pleasure to see you. Thank you for gracing us with your time. What would you like people to check out?
Check out the podcast, Coastal Idiots. Comes out every Tuesday. It's very fun, very different. YouTube, Spotify, there is a video component, so we suggest that. And then you can also catch me on the road at www.punchup.live/Shane Torres. And I'll be doing recording a special later this year, so keep an eye out for that.
That's awesome. Hey, check me out on punchup.live/Zach Amico. And if you're watching live this Saturday, I will be in Deer Park, New York, doing commentary on a deathmatch tournament. And May 23rd, I'm taping my first ever half an hour special at the Creek in the Cave in Austin, Texas. 7 p.m., 9 p.m., myself and Tim Butterly will be splitting that time, and both of us shooting half an hour specials.
Congrats, man.
Thank you, man. Yeah. I appreciate that greatly.
Two shows one night?
Yep.
I just got back from Austin yesterday.
Very nice. So very excited about it, and if you can make it, it's going to be a great weekend. We're shooting six different gas half an hours. Big J, I believe, is at the Mothership that week. So if you're going to take a comedy trip this year that's not Skankfest, if you're in the area and you want to come hang out for a weekend and get
to come see Shane Torres in Fort Collins, Colorado.
You know what? You could do that, too.
Yeah.
You could do that, too. Please support Shane.
A lot
Shane.
Of different flavors, a whole lot of one flavor.
Yeah, there we go. All right, so let's fuck around a little. This previous weekend was WrestleMania. I was out in Vegas doing shows with JCW, but we do have a video, and I have not seen this yet, so I'm very excited. Fan falls from stands at WrestleMania.
Oh, no.
Oh, I thought that was going to be way better. Now, is that drunk or is that a guy being autistic and, like, throwing himself?
I feel like that's drunk because he kind of puts his hands on other people's shoulders. I don't know.
Yeah, let's see it again, Shane. I think that might be drunk.
It seems to me like he maybe passed out because he's having an issue here already. And then he leans over and nothing's moving. He's just like staying still.
But he does kind of put his hand on those guys' shoulders to brace himself.
I think he lost his...
So what? When he puts his hands down, his left hand comes down and...
I think he was trying
guy.
To catch himself and he had already gone too far. And I will tell you, dude, some of those stadiums are steep.
Yes, very much so, yeah.
I sat in the back of Barclays, and I felt the whole time like I had to hold on to the fucking armrests, because I felt like I was falling forward.
Yeah, the Superdome's that way. New Orleans has that kind of, like, you're just like this is the angle you have over people. Yeah, it's nuts.
It is. When you realize you're in the far back like that and you don't realize it, it's such a fucking trek, and then you just go, oh, God.
Virginia, did you see this is kind of similar. Did you see the video of the skydiver crashing into the Virginia Tech scoreboard?
So we actually had that as the next story. Shannon,
someone's up on his
skydiver.
Someone's up on his important news.
Is blown into scoreboard. I have not seen this either.
Yeah.
Is that a regular thing, like skydivers at college games?
Maybe. I mean, maybe like a flyover kind of thing. I don't know, you know?
I've never heard of somebody landing in the...
Scoreboard was
like,
bad.
I feel like...
This is not good. You see this.
Oh, man. The worst is that he's got to know it's happening already.
Yeah. Yeah. Shit.
Fuck.
You know what the irony of that is? Is he's... Can you back it up just a little, please, Shannon? If you don't mind. He's running into a giant video of himself running into himself.
Oh, yeah, that like, is awful.
Somebody should make a wish. Like, that's fucking nuts.
You have to watch yourself collide into yourself.
A much bigger version of yourself.
Holy shit. And he's stuck up there, huh?
Yeah, they got him down, and he was fine.
Oh, man, that's a fucking... Oof. That's a long day at the office.
Yeah, well, like... Yeah, like more like one of those, like, you go, hey, look, I know you're nervous at your first football game you're landing at, but as long as you don't do what... Like, you never wash that off.
Plus, yeah, they're like... Dude,
as long
you
as you don't do what Jim did, you'll be fine.
You got a whole football field to land in, dude.
Yeah, yeah, there's a lot
How can you miss? That was the talk. Like, God, you have a whole football field to land in.
Well, then you think about Fan Man when he landed.
Oh yeah,
yeah, during the fight, and you're like, that guy's accuracy was kind of pinpoint because
I feel like somebody did it as like a protest at something. Somebody skydived into some type of big game years ago, and they had like a sign or something.
That would seem right. That would seem right.
If I could run, I could wrap my head around streaking. Because it is really funny.
I mean, yes.
I think now...
Go on.
You couldn't. Because I think it would be like a sexual crime.
Well, I wonder... Yeah, like it's public indecency is not necessarily...
Like, I feel like...
Public indecency is not necessarily sexual, right? I would imagine that it's like, you know, if you had to just take a piss in a corner and a, you know, like a busload of old ladies rolls by.
Yeah.
You're not being perverse. You know, like,
no, but you still get... I think you still get on a registry.
I don't know.
If it's in a school zone. If you get caught pissing in public in a school zone...
It's got to vary from state and county.
I think you can get added to...
I bet you're right.
The predator list. Because I remember I did a show, a wrestling show that was in a grammar school. And we, even though our locker room was in one part, we weren't allowed, we had to go to the teacher's lounge to use the bathroom. And this was at like 9 o'clock at night. There was no kids there. But they told us that if anybody saw us going, pissing in the kids' bathroom, that you could get arrested and put on the registry because adults are not allowed to use the kid bathrooms.
Good. You know what? Good.
Which I get.
Yeah. Like. After you see that video of that Oklahoma principal wrestling down.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Who they made prom king.
Yeah. Which is also kind of like, fine. Like,
yeah.
Who remembers who their prom king was?
Yeah. That's I don't know. It's nice.
What I'm saying is the man deserves a little more.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think he deserves fucking retirement and a nice pension.
Yeah, yeah. Like, or just like, I don't know, maybe a phone call from even one of these like gun nut lobbies that's just kind of like...
Yeah,
you see, it's possible. It's possible to stop this.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. See, hey, they're not all.
I mean, it was wild. It's crazy. Fucking God,
they should put him in charge of the Uvalde.
Do you think you would?
The Uvalde.
What do you think you would do in that situation?
Everyone has the fantasy that they would do something, right?
Yeah.
Every time you're on a plane, you're like, if shit went down. I'm tackling that motherfucker.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then I bet you freeze. I think I have such little desire to. I'm so self-destructive that I would run headfirst at a shooter. And by run, I shamble at. If I was real close to him, I would try and bear hug him at least.
Yeah. Or
so
just
that someone more proficient than me
could subdue them and then...
Yeah, I think I would try and like retard squeeze them as hard as I can so that a more proficient athletic person could deal with it.
Can I say this about, I know what I signed up for coming here today, but like, I was just going to say the R word because I don't like to say it.
No,
like, whatever. I was doing shows. I was like, man, people are really using this word so much again that I feel like we're on the verge of losing it again. Like, I don't know what is upset about it.
We're abusing it.
Yeah, like it's like, well, we did hold on to it for about as long as we could. Like, you know, like it was just every other comic was doing this, and I was like, it's like, I'm not even upset by it. I just, whatever. It's not for me, right? And by the way, I still use it sometimes. I'm not, but I was just like, everyone was saying it so much. All I could think about was like, well, no one's going to get to keep using this word again if it's this much. You know, like,
I think there's a context that we understand.
Certainly.
That a younger crowd might not. So, like,
I think they do. They're just using it.
You didn't grow up in a society where if somebody didn't go to the gym, but they were still really strong. I've also heard it called farmer strength.
Yeah.
But we called it.
Yes, of course. And I'm not even saying I didn't. You know, I'm just at a point where I'm hungover enough to want to be a better person. And yes. I'm having anxiety right now.
No, like, I
will probably say
term,
it about a barista later today.
When I use the term R squeeze,
yeah,
I'm saying R-squeeze. That as myself. That's my rap name.
And by the way, R squeeze, so much funnier.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm using it about myself as like I have no skills, so I just have to hug the man. I have to aggressively hug a man until an intelligent, proficient person could disarm him. Because what isn't it, the saying is that you swarm a gun and you run from a knife.
I think that is right. Because I guess with the knife you can just get, Or I don't know. Because like I guess with a knife, like if you're trying to grab it, somebody can still just cut you and you're like,
yeah.
Somebody might not be. Who fucking knows? I'm not the guy to have this conversation.
I don't know. I don't know what I would do, but I would. I would love to think I would take one for the team.
Yeah, I would love to think that.
But I don't know.
But
if
also,
I would freeze.
I didn't decide to become a principal either.
So
I'm a pretty big self-preservationist at the end of the day. Yeah.
There's got to be part of you that's like, man, I'm going to get a lot of attention if I do this and don't fuck it up.
That's like the problem.
Or even if there's a fantasy where you're like, all right, if I die but then they stop the guy, like, I'm kind of a hero.
Yes, yes. You don't get to enjoy it.
No.
Yeah, and then do you ever wonder, did you ever see World's Greatest Dad, that Robin Williams?
Yeah, of course.
You know how they like all the kids grief monger their relationship with this kid after he dies? I look at people in my life, like if I died doing something like stopping a gunman, how many people I know, like peripherally, be like, man, him and Shane and I were like this. Like, and I'm like, sometimes I just walk around and be like, definitely that person. You know, like.
I had a friend pass away a year and change ago. And when watched the online response
of people like, were they a public person?
Yeah.
Okay.
When I watched the people that were like, this is my best friend, everything, I was like, I don't think I've ever hung out with you. And I was with him all the time.
Yeah. Yeah. That's kind of like, when I had a buddy, like I go, I kind of go the other way. I'm like, am I overstating my value to this person?
I had such imposter syndrome am I overbuilding how much this person meant to me? Am I taking advantage of it? And then my wife was like, he was one of your three groomsmen.
He was your close friend. Yeah. Dude. Yeah. Cause like, I mean, I think grief mongering as well. That's what I call it. Like, it's truly the most disgusting behavior you could like.
I don't know if you've had this experience. Watching who chooses to speak at a memorial.
Brother, can I?
Please.
May I?
Oh, 100%.
I went to a memorial of a person who I knew in Portland. They had moved out here, and they didn't do comedy anymore, really. They were just like a good person. And I felt bad even going, because I wasn't close to them, but I was like, kind of had this like, well, whatever, it was a time in my life, and they were a part of this scene or whatever. You know, like. So I go, don't speak. Person I know does speak. I dated this person for like a couple of months, but was also more or less plugging that they were a comedian. And I was kind of like, I fucking hate you. Yeah, like in the moment at the funeral, I truly hate you. And this was like the most bohemian Portland/Brooklyn funeral. Like everybody was like, I loved her so much and I'll miss her forever. But I remember last month I was in the jungles of Mexico at the Lake Chatarang. Like it was very, they were like, everything they were saying was like very earthy, fucking mm-hmm. like I couldn't not laugh. Basically, because she was just like, we spread her ashes in Lake Chatamaranga. And like they were like, got very like accurate with their pronunciations all of a sudden. It's like, what are you doing? Yeah. Like, just fucking say you loved her and open a whiskey bottle. Get through this.
Oh, that was, but by the, when I saw the people, because I wasn't going to speak. And then I saw the people that got up and my wife and my friend both looked at me and they went, you got to go up. You got to break some of this up.
Yeah.
Because I watched the people that, like, really were on the outskirts of this guy's life
yeah.
go up and start, and I mean, really take their time, make a meal of it.
Do you ever wonder how much of it is, like, how do you say this? Make a meal of it. Like, how much of it is, like, if someone was a friend and they just say, like, I have a good story.
Mm-hmm.
Is that okay in the grieving etiquette space? If it's an open mic? Yeah.
I think if you have a funny or positive thing about the person.
Up and done, though.
But yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And I don't need to know your backstory.
With that person.
With no, I'll take we met here.
Okay.
Or this is our relationship.
Groomsmen in my wedding. Yeah, yeah.
I don't need your backstory that doesn't involve the dead body.
Yes. Okay, yeah. Yeah,
which
yeah.
Which was like, a big thing. Which people would go up and start talking about what they did. And then get into their relationship with the person.
Yeah, so it couldn't have been like, I met this person in Portland when we both did comedy there. I'm originally from Texas. My mom is from Ireland. Mm-hmm. My dad is from... I can't go, like, back into my deep sea.
One person at the funeral is a character in our lives who is a... he draws werewolf porn. I don't know how else to say it.
Well,
he does erotic art.
Okay.
And he's a special fella. And he showed up to the funeral and goes up to speak. And his relationship with English is limited at best. Let me just say that he gives a hell of a squeeze. And he's a real squeezer, if you know what I mean. he's pretty squeezy. And he went up and he starts talking about my friend. And he goes, Doug. He was a big fan of my art. He told me all the time how talented I was. And then just moved on. He big, big fan of my work.
Do you think some people just lack, like, he's a big fan of my work really means, like, he always encouraged me? You think what I'm saying? You get the point I'm saying?
I think yes.
Yeah.
But I don't think he possessed... Also, people were drinking.
Some people don't have an actual skill set, and some people are talking about themselves.
And also, people were getting a little too boozed up.
Yeah.
Because we had a lounge that was provided. So there was the funeral, but then there was a bus outside that belonged to the person who passed away. And that became sort of a lounge area.
Ah.
And I think people were having a few.
Yeah.
So one of his exes went up and started talking about their S&M relationship. In front of his young nieces and nephews.
Oh, for God's sakes.
And then I got to watch, which was my favorite, I watched a guy get the hook at the end of the funeral.
Oh, no, you didn't.
They hit the person whose funeral it was, his sisters, had to take the microphone away from him and wrap
what
it up.
What an asshole.
And this guy...
Was he drunk?
Oh, yeah. And he... Literally, like, I mean, in front of the family, like, we all kept it pretty
fairly tight.
Tight and clean. Like, so my one friend that went up, the friend I'm talking about, directed movies, and he did work in the adult industry for a little while. And he was a director and producer.
Okay.
One of the male talent was one of the speakers. He gave the most beautiful speech, and at the end of it, people turned around and went, how did they know each other? Because he never said in front of the family.
Yeah, that I was a actor. Yeah, I worked. Yeah.
how they knew it because he kept it.
Yeah, very.
He just said we're coworkers.
He's very opaque.
We're coworkers.
Yeah, yeah.
And they go, that man gave a beautiful speech. What does he do? And I would be like, male porn star. He hosted the AVNs. He's a very good speaker. And then the last guy that went up literally goes, like, he's drunk and he's just rambling. He's like, yeah, we were interns together and, you know, I had all these stories about us fucking hookers. But, you know, I don't want to say that in front of the family. And you know, we would smoke, you know, we would do coke till 5 a.m.
What the fuck do people think? People think this is what killed their friend, this person. You know, like,
100 and
kind of did. Maybe, yeah.
It's never good when the family decides to keep the autopsy results private.
I mean, I think I see what you're saying. What do you mean? It's never good. Yes.
I don't know. I have an uncle who I don't know how he died because they gave my grandma the autopsy results and she said to the rest of us, he passed away. How? She goes, in bed.
Good.
Okay.
For her. Yeah. You don't even need a second question. Yeah,
all right.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what? That's your information to keep to yourself.
A few years ago, my buddy's mom passed away, and his older brother's all fucking pilled out, and he insisted on giving the eulogy, and it was mostly about himself. Mm-hmm. Like, and it was just like, he goes, my mother was my biggest supporter. And really nice, right? Whether it was attending an Ivy League school or working on Wall Street or, you know, moving out to California and starting my own business. And I go, well, you got fired from Wall Street. You didn't go to an Ivy League school. You went to a good school. And your business went under pretty quick. Oh, like in my head. And this was like 40 minutes long.
Oof.
Yeah. And then as soon as he sat down in the pew, passed back out. Like, yep. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, what no, did... I've got, for some of the older people in my life, if I have to speak, I already know the story. Because I'll like asterisk it in my head.
Because I have a prepared speech for.
I got one for my grandma.
Yeah.
I think I have to do that one.
I think they'd love to hear it. I think she knows, so
she hates.
I know. I'm talking about your listeners.
So. Oh, no. She hates this. I've done it on stage.
Oh, okay.
She hates this. So my family can't tell a story. I don't know how. My mom's side. Every story. Whenever my mom, my aunt, or my grandma try and tell a funny story, and I don't know if you have anybody in your life like this, they hit the what should be the punch and get nothing, and then they keep talking to try and like. So it's always, and then we all bust out laughing. Well, it was very funny. The way she said it was humorous. Zachary, I guess you had to fucking be there. That's how every story
That's
is.
That's how it ends every
exactly.
time.
I guess you had to fucking be there. I don't know.
The punchline is like profanity from your grandmother. That's fucking sick.
And it's a story about, long story short, I prank called my grandma the night before she was supposed to have a colonoscopy. And I called with an Indian accent, and I called the house line.
You're pretending to be a doctor or something?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
And I said that we got, she had a list of stuff for like a week that she couldn't eat before the colonoscopy. So I called her and I said, we got the list wrong. And then I listed everything I had just watched her eat for dinner as things that would complicate the colonoscopy.
You're an asshole. What a prick.
And every time I tell the story, my grandma goes, he's exaggerating. Because one time she goes, Zachary, that's not how it happened. I went, yeah, I'm embellishing for comedic effect. So now every single time when I tell a story, my grandma will just yell, he's embellishing the comedic effect. So I call her. She thought it was a doctor. I get her to turn around. I say hello. That's the story. But to me, the button on it, which is very funny, she calls my cell phone 2 weeks later. And my grandma never calls me. And I see it's her. And I go, hey, what's up? And she goes, you must think I'm pretty fucking stupid. I went, why? She goes, trying that shit twice.
Your grandmother sounds like a mob boss.
Very deep Jersey.
Yeah, okay.
North Bergen. Okay. My mom's family grew up a few blocks down from Joey Diaz.
Okay.
So Joey Diaz's accent is comforting to me. Like, it sounds like everyone when I was a baby.
Yeah, yeah. Hey there, little Zachary.
Yeah. No, they lived on 83rd Street.
Yeah.
Like, it was like that, like, thick jersey.
That's awesome.
And you must think I'm pretty fucking stupid trying that again. I go, I don't know what you're talking about. She was calling me with the Indian voice. And I went, that was not me. And she goes, Zachary, I know it was you. I just fucking hung up on you. The hospital lost her insurance information. And they had one of the doctors call her to try and smooth it out. And his name was Dr. Gandhi.
Oh, no.
And I was Dr. Sanjay Pradhanang. Because that's a kid I went to high school with. That's a kid I went to high school with, and I used his name.
They're very smart. It's always good to pull from a
yeah. But I called, and she goes, "Yeah, you just called me Dr. Gandhi." Hello.
Hi.
Hey.
So it turns out, I'll wrap this up. Some poor fucking doctor calls her, and my grandma went, "You sound like an idiot when you talk like that," and hung up on him. So she had to call the hospital and apologize. Hey, guys, real quick. You ever wake up in the morning and just feel soft, like your coffee is warming your hands, but not doing a damn thing for your balls or your brain? Well, that's why they created Body Brain Coffee. It's not just coffee. It's coffee with purpose, specifically testosterone. Packed with clinically backed ingredients, this isn't your girlfriend's oat milk latte. This is for men who want to get their edge back in the gym, in the boardroom, and yeah, in the bedroom too. And it's not just about tea. Body Brain is also built to dial in your focus, clarity, and mood thanks to lion's mane, ashwagandha, and L-theanine. So while your basic brew is giving you the jitters and a crash, Body Brain Coffee is helping you stay sharp, calm, and locked in, all while supporting your natural testosterone levels. If you're serious about your energy, your mindset, and your masculinity, it starts with what you put in your cup. You can save 15% today with the promo code ZOO15 at bodybraincoffee.com. That's ZOO15 at bodybraincoffee.com. Powerbraincoffee.com. Power your day. Fuel your drive. Let's get back into the show. So our other guest has joined us. I apologize, Josie. We had to start.
No, I'm sorry. That's so disrespectful.
It's not your fault. Shit happens.
Fucking
joining
Keystone
us,
train was
our
down.
Good friend Josie Marcellino. How you doing, baby?
I'm out of breath. I ran here. That's
no
the most
problem.
Exercise I've had in a year. So.
Good for you. Well, thank you very much for gracing us. Get your breath when you're ready. Tell people what you want us to check out.
Oh, I'm officially unemployed for the first time in 16 years as of today. So I have nothing. Thank you. I have nothing going on right now, but I will. So just follow me at Josie Marcellino. That's my handle on everything. And yeah. Oh, is this live?
It'll be out this week.
Will it be out before tomorrow?
No.
Never mind. I had a great show last night in New York at the Luxor Lounge.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Wonderful. All right. Moving on. Here's a fun one. We love animal news here on the show. Mm. It's the zoo.
Of course.
And I have to tell you, very few things make me happier than animal revenge.
Oh, like an elephant, like messing up somebody's funeral?
Or like just anything that's trapped going fucking.
Oh, the tigers?
Okay,
is
so
that what
you're saying
seeing?
Like
so,
like people on a safari taking pictures and then a fucking elk rams into their
or like
car.
A bullfighter just getting ruined.
Yeah.
Nothing, the running of the bull, anything.
Not like tiger attacks elk and then elk kicks tiger.
No, like animal revenge on its captors.
Okay.
Family panics after tiger escapes circus ring and prowls through audience.
I just watched this on the
train. Okay, cool. So let's watch it, and let's also try and figure out what we would do in this situation. Because we were just discussing, if you were in a shooting situation, would you have the gumption to try and tackle the guy? Like, that principle. And I mean, say I would like to think I would.
I daydream that scenario often.
Yes, of
and
course.
In my mind, I've got, like, ninja stealth and the ability to disarm somebody with a gun. In actuality, I'd probably piss myself and then pass out. However, I will say, having seen this video, I guarantee all three of us would do a better job than any singular person in that audience. This is the most retarded response to a wild tiger I've ever seen. It makes me think it's AI.
All right, Shannon, let's say it. Oh, no.
No one's running.
Some people have left.
Did they, or was this just an empty circus?
No, I think there's some people, but like, it's up there. I think it's that, like, stay still, because if you run, you can't.
Yeah, it says
tiger.
In the article that the trainer told everybody to stay seated as they dealt with it.
Fuck that.
I don't know. I don't want to be the thing that distracts it.
Yeah, like, it's going to move towards what looks...
I'm saying the second that I saw that cage drop, I'd be in the parking lot.
That person's just on their phone, which is insane.
Yeah, someone's just recording this.
Or can I say, the person whose angle we have right now, there is a shield of human flesh in front of him.
That is
true. Yeah, yeah.
There's children in front of him. Yeah. See, those, I think eventually you move. That is...
Oh, wait, that's Portuguese. Is this Brazil?
You know,
that's Russian.
Yeah, that's Russian? I thought it was Russian.
Oh.
Now it makes way more sense.
Yeah. That makes a lot more sense.
Holy Lord. I don't understand.
Is one guy going to get it back some? Like, how is
I think that guy has, like, got a... Like a leash or something? I don't know.
Just like a little rope?
Yeah.
How do they not have... Not to be cruel, but... Trank dart?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't got a guy with one just in case of these things?
I mean, I don't want to suggest
budgets are tied everywhere, man. Yes, so.
They shot Harambe, that gorilla, for just the kid being in the same vicinity as it. They don't have...
Yeah.
Russian insurance is
Look at him. He's going
different.
Over to it. He's got it.
I mean, is it point half the point of going to see these things that something crazy might happen? It's like going to NASCAR. Like, you kind of want to crash.
Is that why you go to NASCAR?
Do you go to NASCAR?
Isn't that why people go? Like, there's or like demolition derbies or anything.
Demolition
like that?
I mean,
derbies.
That's different. That's what you signed up for.
Yeah, NASCAR.
No,
you just want to
see like
a
people
race.
Want to see. People want to see destruction.
People do, but not everyone. Demolition derby, that's what you expect.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But like if you're going to a foot race, like the Olympics, do you want to see someone fall or do you want to see someone break a world record?
Actually, a little. I would like to see someone fall there. But not like NASCAR is different. I don't know. Fucking Dale Earnhardt Jr. dying was my father's 9/11.
That
so
was senior.
It was,
yeah, senior.
Yes, it was senior. You are right.
Yeah. If you're going to say some redneck shit, get it right.
I'm still winded from my run.
Sorry, poor girl.
Yeah, I'm low on oxygen right now.
I could be very wrong, but I've also never attended a NASCAR event. So maybe I should go and get a vibe of it.
I think there's definitely people who root for that, and there are definitely people who are just like the purity of this sport.
Yeah.
The purity of the sport where men turn right in honor of our great bootlegging history.
I think they turn left.
Whatever.
Damn, you're smoking us on redneck shit. This is crazy.
I'm from Texas. You guys are from,
okay.
Are you from Jersey?
I'm not. I'm from Northern Maryland. None of this makes sense.
No,
it's
okay,
fine.
No,
but I did know NASCAR comes from bootleggers.
That's true, yeah.
So there we go.
Yeah.
So when bootlegging, when there was prohibition,
yeah,
bootleggers would start to soup up their cars so that they could outdrive the police.
Yeah.
Oh, that
and
rules.
Then that became a sport based on who could make the fastest car.
And then they would race them.
And so then they would race the bootlegging cars, and that eventually became NASCAR.
Pretty,
that's why
pretty
Jimmy John Moonshine, is that what it's called?
Jimmy John Moonshine.
No, something, Jimmy Johnson. Jimmy Johnson's is Brock Lesnar sandwiches. John, something, Jimmy.
What?
Jimmy John's.
Yes.
Brock
Lesnar sandwiches. Okay. But there is a moonshine brand named after a famous racer.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Is it the owner?
Moonshine in like the jars that you see in the liquor store.
I don't know about that, but I would not.
Shannon, could you look up the glass jar moonshine they have at liquor store? It's something.
Did he retire this weekend?
What?
Brock Lesnar?
He did the.
Leave the boots in the ring.
Leave
thing.
The boots and gloves in the ring and give the goodbye.
Yeah.
Which doesn't shock me. He went out. He got squashed. Like, he went out right.
Yeah.
He got beat, like, real bad, real quick.
When you say went out right, what does that mean? How does that?
In wrestling, it's called doing the favor.
Okay.
So, like, instead of leaving and winning, Like, there's a term when you leave, you should go out looking at the lights.
Okay.
Like, you build somebody else up on your way out. Like,
okay.
You build
it doesn't,
up.
It doesn't behoove you anymore to win, so you might as well get
so
someone
you,
over.
Yeah. You create a new monster, or, like, if you're a bad guy, you build this new good guy who vanquished you.
Yeah.
If you're a good guy, you lose to a up-and-coming bad guy, so that now he can be like, I'm the one who retired, blah, blah, blah.
That's pretty fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that.
You go out. You go out on your back.
And Brock Lesnar did that.
And yes, he put over a new young black guy who's a monster.
Yeah.
And also very appropriate because some people have an issue that Brock Lesnar is the Aryan avatar for white supremacy in wrestling.
I mean, if you were going to pick one.
Oh, yeah, that's who
you
go with.
Have you seen his daughter? His daughter just looks
like him in a wig.
Yeah.
And his son looks like him with curly red hair. He's a hockey player.
Oh, that's
and
fun.
He's a monster.
Nice.
But yes, Maya Lesnar is, and she dates one of the 49ers.
So oh, really?
Their baby's going to be 30 pounds at birth. It's when you see this couple, Shannon, bring up Maya Lesnar and her boyfriend. When you see them, like,
I'm shocked. This
baby's going to be the size of a large adult turkey.
This is going to sound misogynistic. It's not meant to. I would bet every dollar I've ever made that she would be gay. With that build and face?
Yeah, that baby's going to be.
Well,
she looks very feminine there.
She's
that's the most feminine she's ever looked.
Yeah, I mean, like,
can you look
up, I would think Brock Lesnar's
just regular
would be guy, like
regular
me,
Maya Lesnar? Yeah, there we go.
She looks like a CrossFit
I got no
athlete.
Hate. I look exactly like my dad.
She's a
in a way,
shot putter.
But
she's a
powerlifter or something.
Shot putter.
Yeah, yeah.
And she's got like records. Like she's really good.
I mean, she's fucking.
Yeah. I mean, look at her.
She is her father's daughter.
I don't think you gotta get a DNA test on that, right?
No.
By the way, her mom hot, thin, tiny lady. Do you know how strong his genes are? That's what the girl came out
I'm
like?
I'm not surprised that Brock Lesnar's genes overrode a hot, thin, tiny lady's
firstborn
jeans
girls out. Always look like their dads. That's just a thing. If you're a firstborn girl, you look like your dad in a wig.
And then can you look up Brock's son? He's, again, his genes are so strong. Again, this just looks like Brock with a red afro hair. And he's murking kids in hockey.
What teams he play for?
Are these?
He's still in college.
Yeah.
Damn. Oh,
yeah, those are some strong genes, huh?
Oh, he's like, he's very baby face.
Jesus Christ.
How old, Shane, can you tell us how old he is?
Six.
Is that?
He's just killing kids, bashing Legos
over
people.
He's very baby face, though.
Yeah,
like,
he's young.
Yeah.
He has two sons, 16 and 15.
Yeah, so that kid's either.
High school?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, that's an intimidating set of genetics.
Yeah, also, like, what a bummer to be Brock Lesnar's kid. Like, you know you're going to get a lot of, like, going to get tested a lot. You know?
Yeah, I'm sure it's a lot. I bet he's calmed down now that he lives in fucking Saskatchewan. He lives in Canada. He's got a ton of property. He's just being a fucking redneck.
Yeah, farming or whatever.
Farming and punching deer in the face or whatever
Sick.
He does all day.
Yeah.
God bless.
I think the ideal thing to be is a kid of an athlete like that, you want to be the kid from the second marriage.
Why is that? What's your reason?
Because he took out all the mean sports dad shit on the first run.
He's calmed
and
down.
And now he's calm. He's decided to live life better. He doesn't want to fuck up the second marriage.
Yeah, he's older. He's just
calmer.
Slowing down. Yeah.
I mean, I wonder, I feel like a dad who has that amount of success probably is like, wants their kid to be an athlete, but isn't that important. They did it. You know, like, they see the bad side. There's no unsettled demons for them.
Yeah.
Like, you know, they achieved
I think
a lot.
It's one or the other. I think there's just no middle ground. I think it's either, like, they so don't give a fuck, and they're like, son, you can pursue your rap career. That's fine, buddy. Do whatever you want. Or they're like, you will be the next greatest basketball player because that is what I am, and that is this family's legacy. And, like, they just...
I like wonder though, because you look at it now, like LeBron is playing with his kid in the league, and like his kid's like fine, but he's not a star.
Yeah.
You know, like there's some limitations. Like,
I mean,
that,
if
he doesn't
you're
the have the ability
to
as far,
ever do
the
it.
Natural ability. To,
yeah. Well, yeah. So with the wrestlers, I feel like some of them push, but I think a lot of them specifically tell their kids like, "Don't do this."
Well, yeah, because they all die at
because they watch a lot of their friends die.
Family business kind of shit. But it's also that's a thing, though. It's like such a family business.
Yeah, but there's like the injuries, the what they put their bodies. So yes, there's families that do it. But I feel like I know like Foley like did not encourage his kids to wrestle.
Okay.
Because he's fucking shaped like the letter S.
He's pretty hobbled.
Yeah. Or a lot of these guys, they're like fucked up, dude. I think they don't want to see their kid like go through that.
I don't know.
That's a lot. Like wrestling's crazy. Wrestling is like a lot of abuse on your body just constantly.
I think football too. Like football, I think a lot of play.
I don't know. I think I see they all do it. They all not all of them, but so many of them end up doing it. So like. It's a little like, I think it goes to that point of like, I don't want them to have to do this. And then it probably goes to the point where the kid goes, I want to do this. And then the parent goes something along the lines of like, well, I might as well teach them to do it right.
That's what I think if it kicks in. It kicks in when the kid really wants it or like shows the initiative.
And can just choose
then goes,
to do
all right,
it either
way. Now you got
to
do what I did.
Yeah.
But then you got shit going haywire and you end up with Rampage Jackson's son almost killing a fucking pro wrestler. Like,
that was very bad decision making.
Yeah, I mean, I think that was, what, 20-some-odd years of his dad saying, you're a little wrestling faggot, and then he almost kills a grown man.
Well, no, he was training to really fight, and he was doing a thing with a wrestling company.
Like an event, a promo.
But he was taking out all of his anger towards his father on this unrelated man.
He was supposed to interfere in a match, and he picked the guy up. Everyone was working. And he went in, tackled the guy, and knocked him out, and then kept punching him when he was knocked out.
Okay.
Which is...
assault.
Assault and...
attempted murder.
Pretty unnecessary.
Yeah. And...
like, if a guy's giving you his body like that to take advantage of it, is kind of shitty.
No, it's awful. No, that's like... That's assault.
He should
like, that
be
wasn't
in jail.
Point.
It
and
was
there
an
are
ugly video.
Many receipts in wrestling. I think I watched one Friday night. Shannon, can you look up RVD Kenta, K-E-N-T-A on Twitter and see if a video comes up from over this weekend? I was calling a match and I watched a guy just, I don't know if they had beef. I don't know if he said something to the other guy. I don't know what happened. But two guys squared up, and one just punched the other one right in the nose and shattered his face.
Oh, my God.
In the opening sequence of, like, he started the match. And then the guy was furious, rolled out of the ring, and would not get back in, and just was bleeding into a towel.
Oh, my God.
What happened? What's the penalty?
Oh, yes, no, this is it.
Okay.
Palpable here. I just want to see these two guys go at it.
Yep, there it is.
Time is standing still as Van Damme and Kenta dared one another to fire
is
the first
Rob
shot.
Van Damme?
Yep.
Both these men
this
are
is 2 in the morning.
Strikers. Both these men still are very proficient in various martial arts.
So now his face is destroyed.
Rob just punched him right in the face.
Oh my God.
Palpable here. I just
watch
want to
the punch.
See these two guys go at it.
It's almost as if time is standing still as Van Damme
just one straight right.
Was that on purpose?
Go back.
These men are lightning.
They square up. He goes to kick them.
Two guys go at it.
It's almost if time was standing still.
Yeah.
Punched him right in the face.
What was the fucking?
The first shot.
What is the etiquette in that situation?
If it's an accident, you get a receipt. Still, you say ease up and you hit him back in the business. To what I understand, and again, I'm a commentator. I'm not. I'm not trained. I'm not a wrestler.
I'm not asking you to overstate your expertise, but like, what do you think would happen? I get. Like,
I say if somebody hits you, you crack them back, and you go ease up.
Yeah,
you get a. And there's certain guys that work snug. Stone Cold, you can see when you watch old Stone Cold, he's pretty snug.
What does that mean?
He'll give you a few good shots.
Oh really? Yeah.
And if you hit him too hard, it's really coming back. Vader worked very snug. There's a bunch of guys that
snug
you know,
is a term for like
snug is like yeah you're getting
rough.
Contact
they play rough
getting contact
okay
and RVD is very much known for that
okay
he'll throw a few live rounds at you and he'll take it back like that's just a style thing
just the way some people play or do it
but he just and then this poor guy just literally rolled out of the ring famous Japanese he rolled out of the ring and I just watched him go nope. And everyone else in the match just went, yeah, I guess we're just going to brawl in the outside.
And that's how the vital end or what?
Yep, everyone just went, fuck. No, they had a finish, but it just went to shit.
Fuck that. That would piss me off if I spent that kind of money to go see some shit like that.
I think it was 2:30 in the morning. People were ready for the show to be over anyway.
That's fair.
I'm such a pussy. As soon as I watch a fight, like I get queasy and dizzy watching like MMA and UFC on TV. I can't. As soon as it's real and it stops being like the theatrical shit, I can't do it. I don't know why.
I watched my first night of commentary. I watched a guy break his knee on a leapfrog.
Oh,
no. The guy taking it. So the guy went to jump over him, and the other guy, they mistimed it, and the other guy went to stand up. So the guy just landed on his shoulders, and the guy's knee just went.
The guy who's
on the bottom.
Yeah.
The guy being jumped over. And then we just had a talk.
Like that? Yeah.
We just had a talk for 8 minutes while the medics got about. That was my first night of commentary.
Don't like that.
Jesus, Mary and Joseph, that sounds awful.
Oh, yeah, and he was... I mean, you could have smell tested this guy for fucking gas. He was huge.
Oh.
So when you see certain injuries in wrestling, you have to assume, like, have you ever met somebody in your real life that has torn their quad?
No, I don't believe so.
No.
It's awful.
Every wrestler, when they're enormous... is out for a few months because they tore their quad. Uh-huh. What that means is you've done so much to your body that your legs and the muscles in them have outgrown your skeleton. So they tear their quad off the bone. Now, is it a coincidence that Vince McMahon, Shane McMahon, Triple H, Kevin Nash, all these people that are friends, all had the same injury?
No, obviously, yeah.
It's almost like they all have the same doctor. Isn't that crazy?
That's it. So it just tears straight off the frame?
Vince McMahon did it getting in the ring and then tore the other one getting up. He tore both his quads off the bone.
That's fucking gnarly. That's making me sick. I can't kind of nauseous.
Kevin Nash did it running in the ring. Triple H did it. I think running, and Shane did it live on WrestleMania, running.
Oh, God. Can we switch the subject?
Yeah, I would love to talk about anything else.
No, it's fine. I understand. I apologize. I get excited. All right.
I'm hugging myself because I don't like the way
it is. Texas teen dies after excessive consumption of energy drink. Alani knew.
I heard about this. Yeah. Damn, I'm like tuned in now that I'm unemployed. This is so exciting.
Shannon, tell us about it.
There's a little news story here. Do you want me to play it or you want me
just
to tell
you?
Of course,
play it.
Okay.
Alani Nu energy drinks have swept social media, but a new lawsuit targeting distributor Glazer's Beer and Beverage alleges its high amount of caffeine played a role in a 17-year-old's fatal cardiac incident.
Only caffeine was found in her system.
Attorney Benny Augusto says Larissa Rodriguez, an active cheerleader and honors student with no pre-existing heart problems, drank Alani Nu often, so much so it was even incorporated into her invite to homecoming. But the lawsuit alleges the only cautionary language on the can, not recommended for children, is printed in small, inconspicuous text that is easily overlooked.
We are specifically going after them for failing to warn and failing to prevent innocent people from taking this drink, not knowing the risks.
The defendant, Glazer's Beer and Beverage, did not comment, while Alani Nu's owner, Celsius, which is not a defendant, says it believes consumers should have clear information about what they are drinking.
About to be so charged up. This is
in 2024, Panera nixed its highly caffeinated charged lemonade and settled numerous lawsuits that blamed the drink for several deaths and injuries, but denied wrongdoing in court documents. Some expert groups say teens should not consume more than 100 milligrams of caffeine a day. Alani Nu contains 200 milligrams.
Even small amounts of caffeine can have over-exaggerated effects in younger people.
As this 17-year-old's tragic death is putting a renewed spotlight on popular drinks. Emily Ikeda, NBC News.
200's a lot. How much is in a cup of coffee?
I don't think it's actually that much. I think it's like 100, it's either 70 or 140 milligrams in a standard cup of coffee. So like it's a lot, but it's like reasonable for an adult.
Yeah, but
I mean, I don't know what these numbers mean. Like, yeah, yeah, yeah. You I know can, when I know when I've had a lot of coffee. That's what I was. Yeah,
it's 95 milligrams in a regular cup of coffee. Okay. And then 400 is milligrams is the maximum amount that an adult should have in a day.
Yeah, because for a while I was using Berserker caffeine pouches when I was quitting nicotine.
Do you have any use any products that have a normal name?
And those, I believe, are 250 milligrams of caffeine.
Berserker,
yeah. They're really good. They come in delicious flavors.
Everything that you take off. Sounds That's like insane. A supervillain.
They yeah. come in Swedish fish flavor.
I take Rampage caffeine.
Yeah. And I was taking those, and those said do not have more than two in a day, because they were 250 each.
Yeah, I've seen somebody overdose on caffeine, and it mimics a heart attack. Like, it's not good.
If her invitation to prom was based on this drink,
she was chugging.
I'm going to take a wild guess and say she was going through cases.
I have a friend who, when we were teenagers, he would drink Monster. Like, he would crush them just throughout, like, several throughout the day. And now he has a permanent heart murmur as an adult. So, like, you do have to be careful with them. But I feel like that was, at least when they first came out, like, I remember when Monster and Rockstar and Red Bull, like, really hit when I was in, like, elementary or middle school. It was like people were freaking out because it's so much caffeine in guarana. It's dangerous. And I guess we just lost.
I remember.
I guess we lost that. Like,
I remember in
remember?
College, my mom seeing me drinking a Rockstar and taking it. Zachary, if you drink that whole can, you can have a fucking heart attack.
I think
it's bad for you. Like, it's bad shit for you.
Where do you guys stand on, like, how responsible the company is for this?
So I think they're trying to fuck this company.
Yeah.
The lawyers, because she was 17.
Yeah.
And they're saying she's a minor.
But it said on the can.
Not recommended for children.
Yeah.
But they're saying it wasn't big enough. But also, 17's a real gray line for this.
Is it? How gray is 17, Zach?
For this. Because, like, you're a girl. If you can buy
it. What else is it gray for?
Yeah.
If it shouldn't, if kids shouldn't have it, then you should have to be 18 to buy it.
I think that's, I think that's.
That's fair.
Yeah, that's actually perfect logic. Yeah. Yeah.
You should have to.
If she can buy it.
Because you can't buy, like, cough medicine and stuff if you're under 18.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that makes sense to me.
But the overcat, like, because they, I remember as a kid, kids drinking, like, Jolt Cola.
I used to drink that shit all the time. Yeah.
That'll get you going.
Yeah.
I don't think they make that. I've never heard of that.
Also, the sugar content was insane in those.
Shannon, look up the information on Jolt Cola. When I was, the first time I went to Europe, I couldn't believe they had energy drinks in 2-liter bottles. They had, like,
I didn't know they did that.
I don't know if they still
do. That's fucking bananas.
But they had it.
Can I say this? The European appetite for food is like, they don't look at 2 liters and be like, that's all for me. You know, like,
yeah.
You know, like.
But it is funny to have that, and then, like, if you've ever been to Europe, you go and you ask for water, they give you a thimble. And then if you ask for more, they look at you like you're an asshole. But you can get 2 liters of fucking Alani is crazy.
Can I tell you my issue with Europe? I love ice.
Yeah.
I love cold drinks. I love a big water bottle full of ice water. I love ice. And when I go to Europe and I'm at the hotel, I'm like, where's the ice machine?
I don't disagree with you at all. That's just one of those comforts. I was in Japan last year, and first of all, you can't throw your trash anywhere. There's no trash cans.
What the fuck do they do with it?
Like, you sit down and enjoy it. People don't walk around with coffee. You know, and then, like, by the end of it, because they were always taking so long, because it's part of the culture, I guess. I was just going into, like, a McDonald's. I was like, that's a chain restaurant. They're going to just make a giant coffee, and I'll be able to leave with it in no time. Yeah. Yeah, and I enjoyed it. It was a fucking bastion for me.
Yeah, like, one of the first things I do when I go to a hotel is go fill the ice bucket.
Really?
Oh, yeah, because I put, especially if I don't have a fridge.
Damn, you really love ice.
I love, and I bring, like,
penguin.
I have, like, a big, like, not a Stanley, but something similar, and I go to the ice machine and fill that so that I have ice water.
I hate ice.
I'm
a room temperature.
So, I have a history in my life of people trying to take my ice away, so I think...
It's like resource guarding.
Yeah, because my grandma wouldn't keep ice cube trays. She would empty them into a Tupperware, and she would tell me that I was going to get sick because my drinks were too cold. And then my roommate for years, kept trying to throw out the ice cube trays. Or he, and then at one point he put them in a cabinet and went, if I want ice, I need to make it and then put it back in the cabinet. And I said, that's not how ice works.
That's so, all of that is sociopathic. You had to freeze it and
put the trays back in the
cabinet. He's my best friend, but okay. He would just come up with house rules while I wasn't home and explain them to me. Like one day he just threw away the coffee table. And I went, I eat dinner on that. And he goes, now you can eat on the floor. And I was like, why? He's like, now we got room to do activities. It was literally to make activities. Like, we got all this room. We can do workouts in here now. And I'm like, I eat dinner and watch TV in here. But one time I came home and all my ice cube trays were in a cabinet, empty. And I went, he goes, you make one tray of ice, use it, wash the tray, it goes back in the cabinet. I went, so if I want ice, I need to decide 6 hours earlier that I want a cold drink. And he goes, yeah.
That's,
and I went, absolutely not.
That's on the spectrum. For like, I don't like ice in my drinks, and I,
that's,
you know,
a fucking,
but I keep
choice.
Ice in case somebody comes over.
Yeah,
like I have an ice tray that's filled.
I'm
won't use
so
it.
Bad. I have ice trays, and every week when I get my GoPuff order, I buy 2 bags of ice.
Oh my god! I think that you have anemia or whatever that thing, because that's the thing
that's
where they
right.
chew. Anemic people like chew ice.
No, I don't chew ice.
You don't chew it.
No,
I just like
I keep ice water next to the bed all night, usually with a water boy or a liquid IV in it.
Okay.
And I try and drink at least 2 liters of water a day. And Shane, I know you got a heart out, right?
Yes.
All right, Shane's got to go. I'm going to hang out with Josie for a little while longer.
Okay. It was so nice to meet you.
Shane, thank you so much for your time.
Thanks for having me, man. I'll see you soon.
Be safe, dog.
Yeah.
Yes, I don't know what it is. I just...
Thank you.
I love a cold beverage. There's nothing like waking up at 3 in the morning with cotton mouth and having ice water next
no.
to the bed.
See, I think it's, for me, it's I have like sensitive teeth. So.
Don't worry about it. They'll fix it, Doug. Here, we're going to take a moment while they fix the camera.
Ha. Oh, cool. It's on me. Hi.
But yeah, I don't know why I've always just, I'm an ice boy. I fill up the thing. I like having it. I love my 2-3 in the morning chugging ice water.
I did when I was younger. Like when I was younger, nothing would beat like, and I still, if it's hot outside, fuck it. I will go for cold. But then like if I'm continually drinking something, I guess it's my teeth. I just need something that's like a little, it can be kind of chilled, but closer to room temp. Cause then I can just chug it and it won't.
Yeah. That roommate would drink soda room temperature.
That's crazy.
And that, well, first of all, everyone I've ever met that says they don't drink soda. And they keep it out of their life. Every time I buy soda,
they drink it.
They drink it.
Yeah.
And so I bought a Diet Mountain Dew, one of my favorites. And me and him were living together. He goes, "That Mountain Dew up for grabs?" I go, "What?" He goes, "It's for everybody." I went, "We're the only two people that live here." And then he goes, "I'll have some." I was like, "Yeah, go ahead, man." He opens up but I just got back from the store, so it's still warm. He opened up a warm Diet Mountain Dew, and instead of pouring himself a glass with ice, poured half the bottle into his sports bottle. I went, "You're going to drink hot Mountain Dew through a straw." And he goes, "I like it that way."
Were you rooming with a real person?
Yeah, this is my. I asked him one time I was going to McDonald's. I was like, "You want anything?" And he goes, "Nuggets." I went, "Cool. What kind of sauce you like?" He goes, "I like them dry."
Now that I understand. I like ketchup, but if there's no ketchup,
yeah,
I'm eating a dry nug.
Yeah, but don't say I like them dry.
That is crazy.
You say, "Oh, I don't really dip them." Almost
I don't
like
need
cause
any
then
sauce.
It insinuates there's something wrong with you for liking sauce. I like them dry.
You like them wet?
Yeah.
Ew.
That's exact. There's a contempt in it.
Yeah.
Where it's like, not only do I not want that, I don't like that you enjoy a thing.
Yeah. Yeah, that's fair. It's like a martini snob type thing, but for McNuggets.
But that was, I talk about him all the time. He's my best friend.
He sounds particular, which is fine.
Particular is a great word for it.
That's fine. We all have our quirks. I'm particular about some things.
This is the same guy once, my friend goes, "I'm ordering Chinese food. What do you want?" He goes, "Nothing." He goes, "I'm getting us dinner. What do you want?" He goes, "What have they got?" And we went, "It's fucking Chinese food. What do you think?" And he goes, "I don't know." I went, "You don't know what Chinese food places have." And he goes, "Never had it."
That's crazy.
He's in his 30s. And I went, how do you not know? How do you not know what Chinese food has?
That's...
And then we had explained, all he ate was rotisserie chickens.
Okay.
So we got him chicken and broccoli.
Okay.
And he goes, chicken and broccoli. And what's on it? We go, brown sauce. He goes, what's brown sauce? And we're like, a brown sauce. He's like, what? And then luckily my friend goes, like gravy. He goes, oh, chicken and gravy. I'll try that. So we had to tell him it was called... Yeah, of course.
Okay.
But we had to tell him it was called chicken and gravy.
Right.
Not chicken, like Chinese food.
Yeah. You had to break it down. I have a friend who she's beautiful. She's like 5'9", very slim, like nice looking lady. And all she eats are hot dogs. She does not eat another thing. Like every single day, what she eats is just hot dogs. I have tried to take her out, and she will not go anywhere that doesn't serve hot dogs. That's all this lady eats.
I got a cousin with like that with chicken tenders.
That at least makes more like chicken tenders is available everywhere. Yeah. Usually, hot dogs is so you know what it's like to try and find an adult restaurant with hot dog on the menu. It doesn't exist.
Yes, I do. Yeah. This is the same. Oh, you only eat rotisserie chickens. One time, I brought home brie. And he was
it when you got that wheel of brie? Nice.
The wheel of brie. And I was explaining it to him. And he goes, that's $8 for a piece of cheese? I'm like, yeah. He goes, I got this chicken for $6. You're telling me that a piece of cheese worth more than a whole chicken? And I'm like, yes. He goes, that's impossible. he goes, where do you get this stuff? I went, the cheese aisle. He goes, they got a cheese aisle? I went, yeah. He goes, where's that? And I went, under the rotisserie chicken. And he goes, I never looked. The same one time I come home, he's standing outside with my old apartment. The grocery store was right outside where the subway steps were. So I get out and he's standing in front of the grocery store furious. I'm like, sup, buddy? And his girlfriend at the time,
he dates.
What?
He
dates. He's married with a kid now. He goes, I don't want to say his ex-girlfriend's name, sent me here. She wants angel hair pasta. But they don't make it. I went, I bet they do. He goes, they don't got it. So I take him in, take him into the pasta aisle. You see, look at this, no angel hair. I went, angel hair is a style, not a brand. He goes, what? He thought angel hair was the brand.
Yeah.
So then I show him. I go, it's a very thin spaghetti. So I was like, that's angel hair. That's angel hair. I show him all the brands. So then he just picks up a box of spaghetti. And I went, no, that's spaghetti. She wants angel hair. And you're, you said it was spaghetti.
I can't. Okay. I feel like you're doing a bang up impression of him.
So it's not his real voice. It's not his real voice. It's the, you ever have him do an impression of somebody with your friends for so long that it mutates?
Yeah. Okay.
So like, for a long time when I was in my band, we toured with another band whose singer had like a real Yoko Ono type of bitch girlfriend.
Nice.
Who didn't want him to hang out with us. So she would always be like, oh, Lucas, I don't want to go home. Lucas, no, I don't want to go ball with your friends. Like, but very thick Asian accent.
Yeah.
But by the time we had been on the road with this for months, our impression of her had become Scooby-Doo.
That's so fucking funny.
So, but it started as like, oh, Lucas. I don't. And now it's like, oh, Lucas. So one time we were all at a house. The reason I tell that, one time we were all at a house. And everyone's sleeping in different rooms on the floor. And they, of course, had to have their own room because, you know, they're a couple.
Mm-hmm.
And we just hear in the middle of the night, because it was like an open floor thing, so everyone could hear each other. We hear, she goes, oh, Lucas, wake up. Lucas. Lucas. And he goes, what? And she goes, my asshole is itchy. And he goes, what? She goes, oh, my asshole is very itchy. I can't shriep. So then that just became the mantra of the trip. And we said it every day. He's like, you know my asshole's itchy? Rukus, my asshole's itch. We all called each other Rukus. But I'll never, Rukus, my asshole is itchy.
Oh my God. Have you ever had your asshole itch so bad that you can't sleep on it, though?
Yes, and I woke up with a smelly finger.
Jesus, you're sleep scratching?
That's an old fucking old-timey Confucius. You know what Confucius say?
I know Confucius, yeah.
Yeah, one of the old ones is Confucius say, man who go to sleep with itchy butthole, wake up with stinky finger.
Confucius said that?
No, but it's one of those things they credit. It's like an old-timey joke.
Oh. Okay, maybe I don't know what you're talking about. Confucius say, the, like, prophet or the philosopher.
Yes, but
or whatever.
Then it's also like a colloquialism. Well, they'll have like a piece of advice or a silly joke, and it starts with Confucius say.
Huh.
And it'll be like a pun or something.
Oh, that's fun. I did
and
not know
say,
that.
Man who go to sleep with itchy butt, wake up with stinky finger.
I don't think I've ever had my ass itch so bad that it's woken me from slumber.
I have gotten up in the middle of the night to wipe again because my asshole is itchy.
Zachary.
What? What am I going to lay around with an itchy ass?
No, but are you not a baby wipe person or a bidet or anything?
A baby wipes in the house, bidet here. But baby wipes to me are for last looks.
Oh,
I go regular paper until the end, and then you do a cleanup, a full, a last over with the baby wipe.
I feel like you wouldn't have to go in for so many rounds if you were just using a baby wipe right out the gate.
I feel like you're wasting baby wipes on the first few wipes.
How many wipes are you going through? It's one wipe.
After you shit?
Yeah. Yeah.
One wipe?
One wipe. Not like one swipe. Like, you gotta go back, but like, one baby wipe.
No way.
Yeah.
Dude. Oh, no way.
How many are you going through?
Well, it depends. So, depending on the kind of shit.
My cat shit on my sweatpants yesterday, and I'm still very angry about it.
If it's a solid log.
Yeah.
Yes, less wipes. If it's what I would call peanut buttery.
Are you using, mini wipes?
No, regular.
Regular size baby wipes.
Yeah, like take it out of the package. Wipe.
How shitty is your asshole?
Pretty.
Okay. Multiple wipes.
You gotta to me, you do most, even with the bidet here, okay. I do four or five wipes and then I use the bidet.
Well, wait a minute. Maybe I'm the weird one here. Let's say you wipe, toilet paper, wipe, whatever. You wipe. And then to go in for the second, do you just fold that over on itself and go back in with the same one?
Depending on how much shit is in the wipe. If it's full, no, you got to get rid of it. Especially
what
if you're afraid that you're afraid your finger's going to break through.
I don't think I just use a lot of toilet paper. I don't think I've ever been afraid that my finger's going to break through.
Oh, man, we're not shitting on the same level.
We might not be shitting on the...
All right, everybody that lives in
shitting.
The comments or tweet me at Zach is not funny. How many wipes do you typically go through? And if you use baby wipes, how many? Or the ratio of toilet paper to baby wipes? We're going to get to the bottom of this. Next time we have Josie on, we'll talk about it. But we got to wrap this one up because there's a show coming right into the studio right now. So thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you to Shane Torres. Thank you to Josie Marcellino. And we will see you next time here on The Morning Zoo. Goodbye.
The fun's begun, no sleep. Morning time to him. Pop a bagel, chug it down, just like your favorite obese clown. Grab a coffee and join the crew. It's Zach and me.